It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
An investigation is underway.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The New York State Attorney General has subpoenaed Bank of America CEO Kenneth Lewis. Reports this morning say Andrew Cuomo is looking into whether the bank misled investors about bonuses and losses at Merrill Lynch. Charlotte-based B of A acquired Merrill last year, just after the collapse of Lehman Brothers. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
The investigation focuses on nearly $4 billion in bonuses Merrill Lynch paid to executives last December. That was right around the time the company reported a huge loss, and just before Bank of America asked for $20 billion more government dollars to deal with the Merrill Lynch acquisition. The Wall Street Journal reports that investigators took testimony yesterday from former Merrill Lynch CEO John Thain. The Attorney General's office wants to know why the bank's merger agreement with Merrill included a non-public document that outlined bonus pay. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has called the bonus payments irresponsible. Last week, Bank of America tried to blame the bonuses on Merrill Lynch. In a statement, B of A said that Merrill Lynch was still an independent company when the bonuses were handed out. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
As the financial fallout continues, stock values seem to be going back in time. The Dow is at 74.65, down more than 1% yesterday. It closed at its lowest level in 6.5 years. NASDAQ and S&P 500 levels are low as well, dropping between 1% and 2%. European shares are off by 2% and 3%, and Asian markets closed lower as well. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton travels to Beijing with a lot on her plate. Climate change, North Korea, human rights, just to name a few. Let's bring in our China Bureau Chief Scott Tong in Shanghai. Scott, we know what's on Secretary Clinton's agenda. What's on the mind of Chinese leaders?
Protectionism. They are really concerned about the Buy American language that just came out of the American stimulus package. What it does is it freezes out of the U.S. market certain steel exporting countries like China. And China knows what it's doing if it decides to retaliate. That's what the U.S. business community here is worried about, that Beijing will come out and say, you know what, we're not going to buy from Boeing anymore. We're going to buy Airbus. We're going to buy Siemens out of Germany instead of Westinghouse. And the point that they make is, do we really want American industry locked out of China, which is one of the few big economies on the planet that's still growing these days?
And for China, what's the risk of friction here? I mean, it owns billions and billions of dollars in U.S. government bonds right now, correct?
Well, $700 billion or so right now. And advisors to the government say that Chinese officials are going to look Secretary Clinton in the eye and say, we want some guarantee from the U.S. government that our bonds are secure. Because in the future, we're going to think about buying more, and we want some kind of confidence to come out of Washington. On the other hand, fine, if China decides it wants to sell off or put its money elsewhere, the question is where? And right now, there are no other viable places to put it, and Chinese officials say that. I mean, there's a reason currency traders sold off their Australian currency and their Korean currency in this global financial crisis, and they bought American dollars, because that's where the security is right now.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong joining us from Shanghai. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
For much of this decade, thousands of U.S. troops have been barred from overseas duty because they're mired in debt. The Pentagon is tackling that problem with a financial literacy offensive, but the battle wages on. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
This is the enemy.
If you are active duty or retired military and you need a computer, TV, electronics, furniture, then you need to come visit MilitaryDirect.com.
That's a payday lender ad targeting military personnel. Used to be that short-term loans carried triple-digit interest rates for service members. Congress capped those rates for them. Even so, lenders target service members routinely, says Michael Leonard, a major general in the Marines. He says lenders know a bit about military culture and like service members' steady pay.
The predatory lending industry knows that we are going to require our Marines to pay their legal debts, even if it is probably not a just or a moral debt.
If the debt isn't paid, the service member's security clearance is yanked. The fear is indebted troops could be vulnerable to bribery.
It's kind of the old classic spy movie thing, you know.
That's Holly Petraeus. Yes, she's married to General David Petraeus, who commanded U.S. troops in Iraq. She runs a military hotline at the Better Business Bureau.
If you are really, really hurting for money, sometimes your judgment may not be so good about where you accept money from.
Thousands of troops have lost their clearances because of financial issues. It's only a small percentage of overall U.S. forces, but the Navy's been hard hit. Clearances are essential. You can't deploy on a ship without one. Navy Captain Mark Patton recently headed a task force on financial health.
And so the Navy started looking at it and says, well, this is about 1,500, 1,600 people that aren't getting their clearances, can't do their jobs. What's the root cause?
Well, returning troops have extra cash in their pockets from hazardous duty pay, but not enough to cover the cars and computers they crave, and they don't have a lot of experience with money. Now, all troops have to take personal finance courses. Navy and Marine security clearance revocations have been cut in half since 2004. Still, Patton isn't satisfied.
I think it'll take more than 10 years to really turn the tide on financial health and the way that our sailors look and treat their financial fitness as a core part of their ability to do their job.
Patton knows that predatory lenders will keep doing their jobs. This enemy isn't about to surrender. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genser for Marketplace.
And this weekend, be sure to check out our personal finance show, Marketplace Money, as it presents Debt of Service, an hour of stories about money issues faced by members of the military, their families, and veterans this weekend on Marketplace Money. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.